Now we introduce episode one of a new series about espionage. The Dark Island by Robert Barr. A story of espionage in the remote islands of the Outer Hebrides. Lonely and withdrawn, the Outer Hebrides are a long chain of islands, islets, and reefs standing like a breakwater off the northwest coast of Britain, lying some 50 miles out in the Atlantic and running in an almost unbroken arc for 150 miles. Strangely remote, their population sparse, many of the smaller islands uninhabited. Off the Atlantic coast of the islands, foreign trawlers maintain constant patrol, keeping an eye on the rocket range on South Uist and on other things. It's on one of the smaller, lonelier islands that our story begins, as a crofter waits on the shore, watching for the arrival of a naval launch.
There was a message from you, Mr. McLeod, to the rocket range.
Aye, this morning.
A torpedo, you said?
Aye.
Where is it?
On the sand, on the other side of the island.
I'm Lieutenant Ritchie. This is Petty Officer Whittaker.
Morning to you.
Morning. Shall I unship the gear, sir?
Yes. A torpedo, then?
I said it might be a torpedo. I don't know. It isn't any kind I've seen before.
Oh. This is Mr. Nicholson, Mr. McLeod.
Ah, good morning, Mr. McLeod.
It is, sir. A fine morning.
Well, now, where is this, this torpedo?
It's about, a mile, sir, across the island, on the other shore.
I'll help Whittaker with the gear, sir.
Is that your house, Mr. McLeod?
Aye. Would have to be. It's the only one on the island.
I see.
And nicely placed overlooking the bay. Would you like something before we start out? A cup of tea, maybe?
Ah, thank you, no, but I think we'd better start out.
Oh, it's above the tide line now. It won't get up and walk away.
All ready, sir.
Mr. McLeod?
I lead the way.
You said it, it isn't any kind you've seen before.
Aye.
Tell me, are you familiar with torpedoes, Miss McLeod? Were you in the Navy?
R&R.
I see. You still on reserve?
Aye. What comes in handy?
What does?
The bit of cash.
Oh, yes, of course.
The craft isn't too good. It's poor ground, as you can see.
Tell me, when did you find this thing?
Early this morning.
Did you, report it right away?
I wasn't for touching it. I sailed over to the big island and phoned the rocket people from the hotel. But it's safe enough. There's no one around here to tamper with it.
Do you live here alone?
Aye. Most of the time. There it is.
Oh, yes.
Like I said, in the sand. And just above the high water line.
Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
I need a closer look, sir. Not one of ours, sir.
No. Live?
I don't know, sir. Might be a practice job.
How could you tell?
Only by taking it apart, sir. Do you want to take some photographs first?
Yes, I think I'd better.
I'll get the gear down.
Tell me, Mr. McLeod, could it have drifted in, do you think?
No, it didn't drift in. Anything drifting wouldn't have come up on the shore. That came here under power.
You think so?
I know so. That's why I didn't touch it.
We're ready, sir.
Do you know, Mr. McLeod thinks it came under its own power.
Then we'll bank some sand around it and try it. If you'll both keep back a bit, sir.
Right. Do you know these islands well, Mr. McLeod?
And the tides and the currents. I know where things would drift to.
I'm going to rock it a bit, sir. Just keep back.
Right.
Lend a hand, Whittaker.
Aye, aye, sir.
Roll it. It's all right, sir. The propeller was caught in the sand. It had a few revolutions still to run.
That's what I told you. Nothing drifts in here.
We'd better make it safe, sir. If you'll come over here, behind the sand dunes.
Yes, good.
This should be safe, sir. You can watch from here, and Whittaker will lay a phone line to you, sir, for when we begin to tinker with it.
All right.
We may have to blow it.
I don't think so, Lieutenant.
I hope not, sir.
They're going to defuse it.
Well, if necessary. Since we have to wait, we can get to know each other. My name's Nicholson. You're McLeod.
Ian McLeod.
Crofter.
Aye. I was in the Merchant Navy for a time. Then the Naval Reserve. Then I came back to the Croft.
Why?
My father died 3 years ago. So I came back.
But you say the ground's poor. Tell me, are you married?
No. At last we'd come here to live.
I see your point. Tell me, have you any idea when this thing came in?
Well, it wasn't here yesterday when I came by. Must have come in the night. From its position, it came in on the top of the tide and ran right up in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
The tide was full at 2 o'clock this morning. It's foreign, isn't it? Russian.
A phone line, sir. Reach is all right. There's plenty of spare. Would you like to try it, sir?
Yes, thank you. Hello, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir?
Can you hear me clearly?
Quite clearly, sir.
Good.
I'm almost ready to start. I've had a look at it. There doesn't seem to be any way of detonating it.
Is it a torpedo?
Oh, it is, sir, but I think it's something else as well.
Are there any identifying marks?
No, sir. There's a marked absence of them. What should be the warhead looks rather strange. The motor is still live and ready to run. I'll deal with it first.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'll give you a buzz, sir.
Thanks. Take it, would you, Whittaker?
Sir.
I was asking if you thought it was foreign.
Why should we think that?
These trawlers. Russian trawlers playing about out there.
Well, they're fishing, aren't they?
Yeah, fishing. And watching the rocket range and other things beside. All that signaling.
Out there is the open sea, Mr. McLeod, the Atlantic Ocean. There's nothing between here and America.
I know that.
Officially, they're fishing.
Die officially. We know what that means. There were two of them out there last night, signaling to each other or to somebody else, nattering away like a couple of old women. And this morning, that thing lands up on the shore.
And what do you think they were doing, trying to sink each other? Or trying to sink your island?
It was running fast when it came in here.
Lieutenant, sir.
Thank you. Yes?
I've dealt with the motor, sir. I don't think it'll start up again. I've frozen the warhead just in case. The center casing seems very thin. Whittaker will take some notes, sir.
Yes, go ahead. I'll listen.
Overall length is... 6 foot, exactly. Length of what appears to be the warhead, 24 inches. The motor unit is 19 inches. 4 fins, each 9 inches. 3-blade propeller of phosphor bronze. The circumference is constant from warhead to fins, 33 inches. The center unit seems to be of a light alloy. And fin? Ah, there seems to be a joint. I think I can pry it open. Starting on the joint now, about 1 foot from the motor unit. It's giving a little. I think it's quite safe. I think it's coming. Watch out!
What's happened? Lieutenant? What's happening?
It's opened. It isn't a torpedo, sir. I think you'd better come down.
Right, we're on our way. Come on, McLeod. Well, Lieutenant, what do you make of it?
I think it's a container of some kind, sir. Layers of oilskin. Look at this. A revolver. And this?
English money.
That ammunition. It's packed tight with stuff. This feels like binoculars. A camera. Another packet of money.
Swedish money.
Do we examine the rest, sir?
No. No, wrap it all up again. Put it back and close the thing. We'll bring the boat round here.
Oh, you won't get the boat round here, not at this state of the tide. You'll be quicker taking it back across the island.
How heavy is it?
Oh, we can manage it, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no one will see you carrying it. You can take it back to my house.
Right. Whittaker, lend me a hand.
Aye, aye, sir. Together, sir.
Ready, sir.
I'll lead the way. Here we are. Do you want to bring it in?
No. Take it out of the boat, Lieutenant, carefully, and let me know when you're ready.
Yes, sir. All right, Whittaker?
Just about, sir.
You'll come in while you're waiting.
Oh, thank you. So, this is where you live.
Aye. Oh, it's comfortable enough. You can keep an eye on your boat from the window.
Oh, yes, I can, thanks.
So, there was money in it?
Yes, there was money in it.
You better not let that get around.
Mr. McLeod?
Aye?
You're still on the Naval Reserve, aren't you?
Yes.
Then you know about the Official Secrets Act and what it means.
I think I'm a way ahead of you. Will you have something? Some tea, maybe, or some of this?
Ah, yes, thank you.
You still say it wasn't from one of the trawlers?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as you're concerned, Mr. McLeod, it never came here at all. And if anyone should come looking for it, you just let them look. And report it to me.
At the rocketry?
Yes.
You take water with it?
Oh, just a little, thank you. Well, you've a fine collection of books.
Now, most of them were my father's.
Mm-hmm. And this?
No, the fowling piece is mine.
Do you use it often?
Oh, in season.
You know, if I were you, I'd carry it around with you. I think you may have some visitors to your island.
Looking for some?
Yes, or asking.
Your drink, Miss Benedict.
Your health.
Yes, answer.
Ready, sir?
Right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. McLeod. I may come back and see you again.
You'll be more than welcome. If I'm not here, you may find me over at the wee hotel.
Right.
You'll be going back to the rocket range now.
Yes, I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, that's what we found, Major Williams. It's quite a little do-it-yourself kit, isn't it?
Yes.
Camera, binoculars, two revolvers, ammunition, British money, Swedish money, cassettes of film, bottle of liquid. I've no idea what that is. A passport.
A passport, eh?
Yes. It's not much help there, I'm afraid. It's a Finnish passport stamped for entry into Sweden, but otherwise it's blank. No name, no photograph.
Yeah.
And a piece of music. Tell me, do you read music, Major?
Afraid not.
You're called to London, sir, to the Brigadier.
Put it through, Sergeant. On the scrambler.
Sure.
Well, I used to be able to read the stuff. Let's see. Not much good, am I?
Frankly, no. Someone must know what it's all about.
I wonder if they've started looking for it.
Oh, excuse me. Yes?
Brigadier on the line, sir.
Ah. Williams here, sir. About the message I sent.
I've read your message, Williams. Quite a find. We're very interested. Is Nicholson with you?
Yes, sir.
Then I want you to bring the lot to London.
Bring it, sir?
That's what I said. Bring it. Nicholson can stay and continue inquiries. I want you here to answer questions. I'll expect you today.
Yes, sir. He doesn't waste time. Sergeant?
Sir?
Book me a flight from Benbecula today through to London. Have all this stuff crated.
Yes, sir.
No, wait a moment. Have the motor unit disconnected, and it should all fit into a trunk. Personal baggage. Yeah, you'll book it as personal baggage, and I'll travel with it.
Very good, sir.
Was London expecting something like this?
Yes, I think so.
I think I've got this now. It goes like this.
You sent for me, sir?
Ah, there you are, Grant. I want you to meet Major Williams, just down from the rocket range. Captain Grant, my personal aide.
Evening, Captain Grant. Brigadier has just been telling me about you.
Good evening, sir.
Grant, is the report ready yet?
Yes, indeed, sir. I'll get it.
And how'd you like being back in London, Williams?
I'm not quite sure, sir. Something's so noisy down here.
Does that mean you like the islands?
Oh, no, sir. No. It's like being on the edge of the world. I'm very lonely.
Ours is a lonely kind of job, wherever you are.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about this little island. Can you show it me on the map?
Yes, sir. It's only a tiny thing called Crayon. Here's our island, this large one, sir.
I see.
And here's the rocket range down the south, you see? Now, about 20 miles north of the range and a mile offshore, more or less opposite the hotel. Oh, here it is, sir. Crayon.
Yes.
There's only the one croft on it, owned by this man McLeod.
I see. By the way, don't concern yourself about the rocket range. This thing is quite different.
Yes, sir.
Apart from McLeod, how much do you think people up there know about this?
Apart from McLeod, I shouldn't think anything.
Tell me about the people in the area.
Oh, there are very few, sir. A few islanders and some visitors for the salmon and trout fishing who stay at the hotel. Regulars, mostly.
When they come for the fishing, how long do they stay?
Difficult to say, sir. Some stay 2 weeks, a month. Or some stay for the season.
They come and go?
Yes, sir. And never more than about half a dozen at a time.
Know any of them?
Not really, sir. Been too busy with security at the rocket site.
I want you to look at some photographs. Do you recognize any of these people as having been on the island?
No, I'm afraid not, sir.
I have the report, sir. They've made quite a good job of it.
Right, let's hear it.
Well, first, the contents of the container, sir. Binoculars, high-power night glasses, magnification 15 by 20, country of origin, Eastern Germany. Camera and two cassettes of film, country of origin, Eastern Germany. Use microphotography. Bottle of clear liquid. It has been analyzed. Use microphotography. Three valves, transmitter type. Two Colt 45 revolvers, country of origin, United States, use offensive purposes. 200 rounds of ammunition for use with revolvers. One Finnish passport, stamped for entry into Sweden, valid until next month, and awaiting photograph and description of traveller.
Valid only until next month?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Shall I go on, sir?
Yes.
£300 in Swedish currency. Genuine used notes, use in connection with illegal entry into Sweden. £750 in Bank of England £1 notes. Genuine used numbers not in serial order. Use possibly for financing some project.
I've no doubt. Some projects that may require financing in this country and may require offensive weapons and connected with someone who expects to be away from here and into Sweden within the month.
There's more to come, sir.
Now, just a minute, Grant. What do you make of it, Williams?
Oh, has it to do with the island, sir?
Yes, insofar as the container was being delivered to someone there. But I think the implications must be wider, don't you? By the way, what do you know about this man, McLeod?
Well, it was he who told us. But we are having him vetted.
Yes. Go on, Grant.
Well, you remember Nicholson said the torpedo motor still had some distance to run when it fetched up on the beach. The boffins have done a good job on the motor unit. And they've found what they think is a slight error in the setting of the gyroscope. Now, it's not much, but if you'll look at the map they've drawn, sir.
Yes.
The torpedo, the container, fetched up on this island. Mm. Is that correct, Major Williams?
Yes, Crayon.
Well, the boffins say if it was fired at full tide, allowing for the currents in that area, this would be its track, this line here, sir.
Yes.
Which suggests it was fired from this position at sea. Now, sir, they further suggest that if there had been no error in the gyroscope setting, if it had been true, there would have been a slight divergence, and it would have followed this track in the direction of this other small island.
Can you read its name?
Well, it looks like Durocha.
It's Gaelic, sir. Dolacha. It means the Dark Island.
The Dark Island?
Yes. It's rather an eerie place. No one lives there.
Then it's a very likely theory, isn't it? The container was intended for an island where no one lives, to be collected by someone. I think it's just a bit of luck. You will tell Nicholson that we don't think this is the first container to be delivered in this area. It's just the first we've found.
Yes, sir.
You will impress that on him. Someone is looking for it. Rather anxiously, I hope. You will tell Nicholson that we must know who is looking for it. And that is now his principal job.
What about the piece of music, sir?
That's probably just a password. Tell Nicholson that he must watch that island.
You said, Mr. Nicholson.
Yes, and I want you to get me there unseen.
Oh, from this side, we shouldn't be seen too easily. But if anyone's there, we've not much hope of getting in without being aired, at least.
Well, we'll just have to take that chance. If we are seen, you'll just say that you're showing me around. The map shows a long beach on the Atlantic side.
Yes, Traial.
I beg your pardon?
It means the White Shore.
Oh, I see.
That's what it's called.
Do you know anyone who visits the island?
Oh, sometimes Alec Thompson brings a visitor over, but that's very rare.
Alec Thompson?
Aye, he works for one of the fishing syndicates. Takes visitors about. Mr. Nicholson?
Yeah?
I was wondering...
Look, if we're going to work together, and I rather think we are, isn't it time we drop the mister? I mean, apart from anything else, it might be less notice among your friends if you called me Jim.
Aye, it would.
And if I call you Ian?
Ah. Now, we might have a bit of luck and get in unnoticed. We can beach her here.
Good.
We'll pull her up.
Right.
She'll be all right here. I'll take you an easy way to the other shore.
Thank you.
You can look down on it from here. There it is.
Goodness me.
The white shore. All 3 miles of it and not a soul on it.
Yes. It's quite a picture.
Oh, and a calm day it is, but not always. You think that thing was meant to come ashore there?
Well, I think it's a... I think there is somebody down there.
Hmm?
At the far end.
Aye, there is.
Binoculars, please. Thanks. Yes, there is. It's a girl.
Hmm?
Here, have a look. Do you know her?
I'm not sure. Just a moment till she turns. Ah, she is looking for something.
Do you know her?
Oh, aye. Ah, she's the pretty one. She came recently, living with her uncle at the hotel. It's Miss Summers.
Let me have them in.
Aye.
Yes. She's searching, all right. She looks worried. Right. This is where we go down. On offer to help.
Aye.
You ready?
Yes.
You will stay where you are. Both of you.
That was the first episode of The Dark Island by Robert Barr, with Edward D'Souza as Jim Nicholson, Geoffrey Frederick as Bill Grant, and Bryden Murdoch, Ian MacLeod. Listen to the next episode of The Dark Island, produced for the BBC by Peter Titheridge.